Welcome to our podcast, Geeks Are Wired, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Joe.
Hello, it's good to be back.
About time.
Long time no see, man.
Hey, you guys were rescheduling. I canceled once, and then you guys moved the other two.
Well, Valentine's Day kind of screws things up. Sure, you would have canceled that one.
No, I wouldn't have canceled. Megan was working anyways. Oh. Yeah. Should have worked till 9. I wasn't doing anything.
Oh. Well, we were canceling that. Well,
yeah,
we were moving that one.
There you go.
Not canceling. We move. Shift the recording days.
But our faithful listeners didn't even notice a difference.
I matrix.
Other than our information was about a week's stay.
Exactly.
Yeah, about a couple of weeks. Yeah. Well, we have Anna.
Hi.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, I'm here.
Yeah. And we have Ted.
That's me. I'm Ted. I'll be Ted all day.
Woo! And for the rest of the week, probably at least.
I can't make any guarantees for today.
That'll happen. And I'm here.
Happens all the time. Wait, who are you?
I'm a Bill.
Bill.
The
Bill,
host.
Bill. Bill.
Yay, Bill.
Bill. Bill.
Another
Bill,
host.
Bill, Bill, Bill.
We have four hosts this week.
That's right.
Brought to you by the number four.
I have a very important question. Which host is the host with the most, baby?
The hostess with the most.
It's host, always you,
host,
Bill.
Host with the most. I was trying to make a Beetlejuice reference there because he says that he's the ghost with the most.
Ah.
Yeah. I feel ashamed of all of you for not catching that. Because it's not my fault. It was a good reference. It was solid.
I'm still waiting for the sequel to come out.
Beetlejuice.
Yep.
Maybe get kickstarted, maybe. Or
yeah, maybe.
Like Super Troopers.
I think
is that what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It got kickstarted. That's why that's coming out now.
I plan on watching it.
I know. I'll watch it.
Well, you remember the, who was it? The when we did the Comic-Con, the people there were like, if you have to kickstart a movie, you've already lost.
Well, if you observe the releases, though, it is both are very fitting for 420 because you get your stoner comedy or you get to see Rampage. Either way, you should probably be high to watch either one of those movies.
I was cracking up when I saw the preview for Rampage. I forgot about that. Thank you so much.
He's like, that's my friend, George.
I was like 3 seconds into the preview. I'm like, oh my word, they're making a movie based on Rampage. And we all know how I feel about that.
See, they should follow the game more.
You don't like the game, Ted?
It's a movie based on a video game, Anna.
But I'm just saying, do you like
the
game?
I love the game. I played the game so much when I was little.
Yeah, the game was fun.
But they didn't follow the story plot of the game.
What's the plot?
Like, it's pretty much they're beating up buildings.
Attack, and then,
but they're
like
humans. They're scientists that their experiments went bad on them, and they turned into these monsters.
The animals.
No, remember when you said that?
Yeah.
You're a human.
Okay, never mind. I thought you were talking about the movie. I was like, Bill.
No. Yeah. Say the movie is screwing up the game already.
Yeah.
Wait.
Who knows? I don't know where they got their flying crocodile. Maybe that's a human. Because it was like in the trailer.
Yeah.
That seemed a little.
What?
My brain turned off as soon as I saw it was a movie based on a video game. So, enlighten me. Where are the monsters coming from? What?
So, all they show for sure is just that
the gorilla
was normal.
Was
and then
exposed
he gets
to something.
Yeah, he gets exposed and he starts growing. But then they show a wolf and then the crocodile can fly in the new trailer.
Okay.
And so that's a little bit weird that I'm just like, the other one, all you can tell is just the gorilla is just a bigger version of a gorilla. But the other two look a lot weirder. I don't know.
Well, that's the problem about wolves. That's the same problem that Game of Thrones has.
Yeah.
Is, you know, they make a bigger version of something that looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the gorilla, where he was, he looks CG kind of from the beginning. He just looks like a bigger version of him.
Yeah.
Instead of seeing the wolf get bigger, you're just like, fake.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. It'll make $1 billion because The Rock is just the hot ticket right now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Jumanji was worth it, right?
It was.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right, then.
Oh, yeah,
I'm good
week.
With it. I like The Rock.
This week
Ed
we
Sparrow.
Have...
Oh, yeah, Death Wish, Eli Roth's, remake.
Oh, I have no clue what that's about.
Yeah, it's a remake. It's the doctor whose family gets killed and he's on his vendetta, so he's shotgunning gangsters in alleys.
Okay. He's got nothing else to look
he's
for.
He's basically Rorschach from Watchmen. He just decides to be that guy.
Didn't Bruce Willis do something like that many years ago?
I think he did a movie like that.
You mean Die Hard?
No. It was like, I got cancer. I'm killing all the bad guys.
Oh, no. That's Breaking Bad.
Oh. Yeah. No, that's I have cancer. My insurance won't cover it. We're making meth.
Oh, yeah. And then you have I have cancer. I'm going to make people grateful guy with Jigsaw.
Yeah.
He's that cancer guy.
Make people appreciate what they have.
I still like imagining the feeble old man like dragging like tons of metal and like engineering giant warehouses. He's like, I'm so sickly.
So, and then there's I have cancer, so I'll become Wolverine.
Wait.
Which one?
Oh, you're talking about Deadpool?
Are you serious? Are you looking at me with that blank stare on your face? That's two. That's 0-2. You guys are 0-2.
Well, he didn't expect to become a better version of Wolverine. He just expected to, you know, have some genetics cure his stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And plus, you know, in the movie, the fire had to.
0-2.
And technically, his cancer, he didn't just become Wolverine. His cancer also became Wolverine. So his cancer is growing at the same rate of him repairing it. That's why he looks the way he does.
Yes. No, I get it.
You're still 0-2.
Yeah. 0-2.
Okay.
I expect you to get the next one or I'm just leaving.
I know. I'll be like, I'll try hard.
Well, let's see. What else do we have in our show notes? Let's look at things. I know. Well, let's see. Yeah, let's go with this one. So last Monday, I can click on it if you want. Last Monday, McDonald's said, we're going to try this round two. For those of you who haven't been paying attention, like right after we recorded, it was released. The information was. They have Szechuan sauce.
Are they going to do it properly?
They did it like a 90% properly. Yeah. They heard about some people in LA. They went to one and they walked up. They're like, oh, I love the lines. You know, let there be giant lines. Get to talk to people, all this other stuff. Oh, yeah. See, I got some.
Oh. It's fancy. Have you dipped some notes in there?
Yeah, that's the second pack.
It's not great.
It's not great.
It's really strong.
Yeah, it's. I did not enjoy it. I went and got some yesterday at lunchtime and I got 10 pieces, chicken nuggets, two Szechuan sauces. And I wish I would have got the sweet and sour.
Yeah.
It's really strong.
Honey mustard, whatever. Yeah.
But it's really strong. There's, you know, definitely the hype is bigger than the way it tastes.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like that Starbucks unicorn drink that everyone was like.
I enjoyed it. It was okay.
Yeah, but when I was in there, one of the ladies was, well, like I overheard one of the ladies from behind the counter was like, man, people love this Szechuan sauce. I'm like, well, I can tell you that I'm not going to get it again.
Yeah.
Well, that's some of the stuff. So, like, when I heard about the person in L.A., they went to one McDonald's on Tuesday, and they're like, oh, there'll be lines, and, you know, people are rioting, and those will be awesome. I get to stand in line, talk to people, and they went to the McDonald's, and it was dead. And they're like, did I miss the riot? Did I miss the burning?
Yeah.
Did I miss the hordes of neckbeards?
Yeah. walk up, and so do you have that Szechuan sauce? And look. The McDonald's person nervously says, no, we didn't get it. Not all McDonald's got it at the same time. Thinking the person's going to jump over the counter and strangle them. And they're like, we're going to get it tomorrow. I mean, Thursday. Well, which is it? Thursday. We're getting it Thursday. Oh, okay. And they're like, well, I'm in L.A. There's like a McDonald's every 3 miles.
Yeah, exactly.
So they drive like a mile and a half down the road. And there's a line like, yes, there'll be people. And the person behind her. She's like, okay, we got this going. And they're like, the person's like, why am I, you know, getting madder? Like, why am I waiting in line for food? Like, well, that wasn't the rage I was expecting.
Yeah.
Then they get up there. They order their food. They get the Szechuan sauce. And then they go, so have there been a lot of people asking about this? And they're like, no. Next person.
Wow.
Unlike my experience.
Yeah.
When I heard that, I wasn't sure if we had it here. So I'm like, well, they didn't all get delivered. We might not have it in little Podunk, Idaho. So I drive up. First, there's a giant line. I'm like, okay.
Did you go to the Chubbuck one?
Yes.
Okay.
They're all owned by the same person.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, if we got it, they all got it. Otherwise, none of them got it.
Yeah.
And they, so I drove up. There's this giant line. I'm like, why, people? And then I get up there and order my chicken nuggets. They're like, what sauce do you want? I'm like, okay, just act like this is a normal thing. They're not going to tell you it's not here. Like, just nonchalant Szechuan sauce. Okay. I'm like, it pops up on the menu. I'm like, yay!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was like, do you have Szechuan sauce? And she's like, yep. Like, all right. That's what I want.
Oh, I didn't even ask.
Do the split one just in case. Just go one Szechuan and one backup sweet and sour.
There you go.
Yeah. No, you should, because I imagine some people like it, but yeah, it's pretty strong, and it's, I don't know. I didn't enjoy it, but.
And I did ask too. A lot of people were ordering. They're like, yeah, a lot of people are doing it. I don't know how to pronounce it. And I got to the second window. And they're like, yeah, here's your 10 nuggets and the new sauce.
The new sauce. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And they're like, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah. What did you think, Anna? Did you like it?
It's all right. It tastes kind of soy saucy, but, like, I don't know. It's kind of not as sweet as, like, sweet and sour sauce at all. Like, so, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty tangy.
It's a good marinade.
You'll have to give it a whirl.
And have a backup sauce.
Yeah, exactly.
It's That's not quite what I remembered, though.
Though one packet will totally take care of your 10-piece. Like, you just kind of dip it in and don't, like, you won't, like, soak up the chicken nugget with the sauce. You just, like, dip it in, like, okay. Kind of shake it off a little. Okay, that's the entire nugget now.
I went through five. One packet lasted me for five.
Oh, see, so. One lasted me for the entire all 10. And
but I'm really fat. I got to have my sauce.
So, in Podunk, Idaho, we have it. Apparently, by the time this podcast releases to normal people, to everybody that not our Patreon subscribers, it will be available. Two more.
Yeah, there you go.
But yes, they released it nationwide. And you can order it nonchalantly like it's a normal thing.
So, how does one become a Patreon subscriber, Bill?
Well, you go to patreon.com/geeksarewired. Mm-hmm. And you can donate $1.
Yeah. What do you get for a dollar?
My gratitude.
Aww.
Eternal gratitude. Remember.
Oh, yeah. It's your slavery.
Does it come with conditions? Is it, like, conditional? Like, if they do something bad, then...
Like stop giving me the dollar?
Or just, like, say something mean to you. Like, will you what's the word I want to say? Rescind your gratitude?
I don't know. Well, somebody would have to actually say stuff to me.
So I guess, it's potentially conditional.
Okay, we'll go with that. Potentially conditional.
That's your fine print. Say it's eternal as long as you eternally give a dollar.
There you go. And then we have a $3 one, which we call it the Chatty McChatface subscription. And you get to join our Discord group and chat with us on our Discord with our special secret Geeks Are Wired group. And we talk about, like, Alex talks about his, which Alex isn't here because he's at a convention, and he talks about his RoboBee Dino, and we talk about stuff that's coming up, all sorts of little things.
And you can give us ideas for things you'd like us to cover.
Yeah, you can ask us questions.
Uh-huh. About our really, really exciting, adventurous lives.
Yeah.
That are full of adventure and excitement.
Into Szechuan sauce.
And Anna will actually talk, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you sign up and be our first one, even.
Ooh. Yeah.
You weren't supposed to say we didn't have
it. Yeah.
Well, that's actually obvious. When you go to, you can see how many Patreons. I have publicly said how many we have. And now we have publicly said it in over the air, in the recording.
Hey, if people advertise them or do advertisements, can they just advertise themselves?
Like, I will allow it. If somebody pays $30.
Yeah.
This is a weekly shout out to Ted.
Exactly.
Way to fund us.
Yeah. And then we have a $5 one, too.
$5 gets you
early access.
Early access. And then our top tier.
That's the advertisement one.
$30, you can advertise with us. We'll mention you.
We will advertise you for one whole month.
That's right.
Is there a time limit of how long their advertisement is? Like, if they want an hour-long advertisement?
I would be heavily impressed if they could get an hour-long advertisement.
Do a full-on infomercial.
But then...
If you, I might be said, more like...
You said for a month, so like basically every that week. Month's podcast would be just advertising.
Yeah, it would. You are correct.
And then we'd lose all of our subscribers.
That's right.
Oh, or unless that becomes the new podcast. You know, they are the month different. No.
Like, I used to like that podcast, but now it's all about the Sham Wow.
Yeah.
I hope they enjoyed their $30.
Exactly.
And yeah, and also with that, when the podcast comes early, you get your own RSS feed. So you don't have to like come to Patreon to grab it. It'll just go to your normal Patreon or your normal podcast app.
Look at that.
It's so easy.
It's so easy to
listen to the podcast.
It's so easy to be a Patreon patron thingy.
You can be a patron on Patreon.
I don't even know what that means.
Patreon sorry, subscriber?
I feel like I let y'all down. So we'll call it one for two.
How about if they want to call us?
Well, if they want to call us, they can do so. It's really, really easy. All they have to do is dial 1-801-896-4335. Once again, that's 1-801-896-GEEK. Mm-hmm. Or they can email us at geeksarewired@gmail.com.
There you go.
And if they're the first one to do so, they will be the first one to have done so.
You will have Ted's eternal gratitude as long as we read that message. The moment we're done reading the message.
Gratitude not guaranteed.
Oh.
I'm sorry, you're writing, your mouth's writing checks that your that your Ted can't back up.
Okay.
Or refuses.
There you are. Yeah. All right. How about
so speaking about fat people?
Oh, you wanna go okay.
Formerly fat people. This week, Kevin Smith had a major heart attack, and it's, the blockage was in, a ventricle or the area, they call it the Widowmaker, because a lot of people don't survive.
Oh, yeah.
He was at a stand-up thing, and he did his first act, and he was sweating like crazy. He had, chest pains, and he threw up, and instead of going out for the second showing or the second whatever, he decided to go to the hospital instead, and they said you're having a heart attack, and they operated and saved him, and he's doing well. He posted, I read it on Facebook, but he tweeted out a little information about it, and it was really kind of moving because he said that his dad died of a heart attack and he died screaming. So his dad was in pain and agony and like not wanting to die. And it was a really traumatic thing for him. But when he was faced with the possibility of death, he realized that he lived a pretty good life and like he didn't want to die, but if it was going to come, he was ready to face it. So that was pretty cool, but he's working on being healthier. So if you're like me and have a couple extra pounds, now would be a good time to remember that you're not immortal and that can kill you. So, you know, watch yourself. Although, let's see, Joe, I had to think about who was sitting in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
Had something to say about fat people getting skinny in Hollywood. Apparently, you're not supposed to do it.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, Jonah Hill had a hard time with it.
I know.
He
well,
lost
Jonah
all
Hill,
his,
yeah.
Like acting jobs and stuff afterwards, which sucked because I like him and I think he, you know.
He's still a good actor.
He doesn't need to be skinny or fat to get parts. Like he's funny regardless. So.
No, it is. It is the curse. It's kind of like the inverse of the Hollywood. It kind of, I think the trend is how you like show up on the scene. So if you want to be famous, you need to just like examine your body and say like, is this what I want my career to be? Because Kevin Smith and Peter Jackson were both super fat and they made their best work when they were fat and then they got skinnier and then all of a sudden something happened.
Okay, let's be fair. I don't think Kevin Smith's, let's say the quality of his work has declined.
Yeah.
I don't think his decline is due to getting skinny. I think his decline is due to the fact that he never used to smoke marijuana and now he does it daily.
It feels like that should help him.
No, well, have you seen, like, you look at, like, Dogma or even Red State, right?
Oh, Red State.
Yeah.
And then you compare that to, what? Not Sausage. Was it Sausage Party? It wasn't Sausage
no.
Party.
It wasn't well, Sausage Party.
But Yoga Hosers, was it?
No, he did, like, that Walrus Tusk movie.
Tusk. Yeah, yeah. Tusk. But no, there was another, because there, so, there was three movies that are like considered a trilogy.
Oh, you're talking
it's Tusk, Yoga Hosers, and then one other. And I think Yoga Hosers was the horrible one with the sausage and everything.
Oh, that's, I thought you were talking about the other trilogy of Mallrats.
No. That's not even a trilogy. That's just the
similar characters. And stuff.
Well, oh, they actually reference
universe.
Stuff.
It's the Kevin Smith universe. There was a universe, and at the end of Dogma, it actually showed Alanis Morissette as God closing the book on that universe. But then they opened it back up for
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Was it Jay and Silent Bob?
Because it was Chasing Amy.
Yeah.
Chasing Amy's director and credits.
Oh, it was Dogma. Was it Dogma or was it Mallrats?
Dogma was part of it. Mallrats and even even Clerks was part of that as well.
I guess they had Clerks too.
Yeah. So he was supposed to be closing the book on that universe, and he kind of didn't. Like, I think he kind of wanted to branch off and do other things.
Okay,
after
so
that,
yeah, but before Dogma, the trilogy was Clerks, Mallrats, and Chasing Amy, and then they just kept going.
But yeah, no, yeah. So he's done more of it because like he did Clerks too because. Jason Mewes was really bad into heroin, and he's like, if you can get yourself clean and stay clean, we'll do Clerks too. And so that was kind of a thing for, you know, my friend needs to stop doing these horrible debilitating drugs. And then, you know, but they're
Mall
even
brats.
They have another
Mallrats, really?
Mallrats.
It's a TV series, looks like. I thought he was saying that he mentioned something about
Jay and Silent Bob get a reboot.
Oh, so
yeah,
now he's trying to relive
of,
his glory days.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I hope good things for him. I really like him as a person. Listen to his podcast and stuff. I kind of had to stop listening to it because it he kind of has a one track mind in certain ways. So you know, I can only listen to so many of those, but. Like, as a person, I really like him. I think he's an awesome guy, and I really, really enjoyed his earlier works.
Yoga Hosers. I never watched that. I think the last one I did watch was Tusk.
It wasn't great. So, Tusk, Yoga Hosers, and then...
Red State was...
There was another one that was supposed
it was,
to be...
Red State is not a comedy.
Yeah, it's
no,
fine.
It's
okay.
I liked it.
Yeah,
I
liked
it.
Really
good.
Second, yeah, and see, everyone made fun of saying Zach and Miri Make a Porno was terrible. No. At least I remember that movie. That movie is still memorable over plenty of other movies that came out when 2008 that I have no clue it exists anymore.
Yeah, Zach and Mary Made a Porno was okay. I mean, it
like, it wasn't like the greatest thing ever. It wasn't terrible.
It was an okay movie. I enjoyed it for, you know, what it was, which was just kind of a little haha. Yeah.
I know, he's...
So...
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah.
He did a couple episodes of The Flash and Supergirl and The Goldbergs.
That's good that he's living on. I still stand by my theory. I think it's the fatness. Because you can't explain Peter Jackson then, because Peter Jackson got skinny.
Maybe he started doing pot too. You don't know.
I don't know.
That's what I was going to look at his stuff. So you're saying that King Kong was terrible.
Yeah, it was, and that was the debut of skinny Peter Jackson.
Oh, that is the that's
that
not the
his
new Kong,
debut.
Is it?
Yeah, everything else before.
That's not Skull Island.
So here's the thing: Peter Jackson sucked, and then he did the Lord of the Rings, and then he sucked again. What's the problem?
No, the Hobbit made him suck.
He
again.
Didn't suck before. He's kind of hit or miss. He did like Brain Dead and stuff too. That was super awesome.
What was it?
And Heavenly Creatures is awesome.
Cannibal Holocaust or.
No, he didn't do that. Frighteners wasn't bad.
No, what? Go down, scroll down.
That? Well, are you talking directed?
Yeah, it's directing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
he's good.
He's got a small list.
Frighteners.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He had Brain Dead, Heavenly Creatures, The Frighteners was fine, and then the original trilogy, and then from King Kong on, it was all downhill.
Because
even when you watch Hobbit, you're like, man, they should have got the guy who made the good Lord of the Rings movie, and they're like, oh, they did. And then they say they should have got the fat version of the guy that made those.
They should have just made one movie.
Yeah.
I'm confused. What's Brain Dead? Show me the picture for that one. That's
Brain Dead. Super awesome.
He had a good zombie movie.
Yeah, that's the one.
Is it the one where he's
Dead Alive? Is also the title. The American release.
No, that one was horrible.
That movie's awesome.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was funny, but it was a bad movie.
No, it's an awesome movie.
No, it's a bad movie.
He's got the lawnmower and he's mowing everything.
It's like the goriest movie ever up until that point.
It's good stuff.
And yeah, it was just a horrible movie. That's exactly the movie I was referring to.
Never seen it. I remember seeing it in the movie. You know, or in the back in the rental stores.
Yeah,
that movie's pretty magical.
There was a really bad claymation zombie rat that passed the zombie virus to like this kid's grandma.
Yeah,
and then like you couldn't just kill the zombies; like their intestines were chasing you around.
Oh, I do remember the zombie rat.
Yeah,
oh, this was horrible.
That movie's magical.
Like you can't say that. Like a bad good movie is actually a good movie. It's a bad movie.
No, it's
that was good because it was bad.
No,
and,
it's
and
super
there's a
awesome.
Difference between that and like The Lord of the Rings.
No, this movie was going for way, but it doesn't tarnish his career. This is still good Peter Jackson.
Does it hold up to be rewatched again?
Yeah, I still watch it all the time.
Yeah, I probably
like
never
watch
this actually.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
No, it's terrible.
This is not a Rocky Horror Picture Show. That movie deserves to be watched at least twice a year. In a theater.
No.
Longest running movie in a theater ever.
Know who else stayed fat and it still makes quality work? Guillermo del Toro. See? He's making awesome movies. He's never missed.
Except for nobody watches them.
No, people watch them.
So, Book of Life.
What?
Book of Life.
He didn't direct that movie.
Oh, you're going with director.
Yeah. That's all that matters. Producer's just like, I gave you money. Like, that means nothing.
Actually, okay, well, writer.
Do you know how Stephen King, Steven Spielberg executively produced, like, 150 movies because he doesn't show up on set because you don't need to do anything?
Okay, so what about writer?
What?
Does that count for anything?
We're writers, yeah.
Okay.
That's the work.
Because that's
more
what
than being a executive producer. That means nothing. Yeah. That means I gave you money.
So, like, Nightmare Before Christmas. I found out about that.
Yeah.
Everyone makes fun. Oh, that's not really his.
It's not Tim Burton.
It's written by him. No. It is his writing.
No,
it
it's
is,
not.
Yes, it
Look
is.
Look it up right now. It's not written by Tim Burton.
Yeah.
No, the one guy that does those writes.
So
everybody,
he spelled Nightmare like a King's Knight. K-N-I-G.
They were like Batman Knight.
I don't know what's wrong with him. He may be having a stroke. We'll get back to you.
Oh, look at that. Writers.
Yeah, it's story. A story, like the idea.
The story.
It's not the screenplay. That's the same thing, too. He's saying, hey, there's a skeleton guy that did that. Like, look at it. Henry Selick was the one that probably helped him, too, and Michael McDowell to do
it. Well, he directed it, yes. So, but that's like, you're saying, like, Stephen King doesn't count, none of his stuff count, because it is his book.
Well, he's not writing it, though. That's nothing.
You're saying Stephen King didn't write.
No, I'm saying he wrote, but I'm saying for adaptations, he gets the credit, too, of, like, characters by, but he has nothing
to
do with
the
project.
Yes. This is the
he didn't
screenplay.
Write, Bill, you're getting a story and a screenplay.
He is the
is
origin
not,
of the story.
Well, he had an idea. He didn't make it.
So does Stephen
it.
King's name get to stay on all the movies? With
it? Well, it does, but what I'm saying is that it doesn't. If you're looking at, like, their actual body of work, like, for Guillermo del Toro, it's the movies he made himself, not ones he gave money to. To just say, hey, you're a famous Mexican director. Why don't you want to be producer on this Mexican-themed movie? I'm surprised he wasn't a producer on Coco. So.
And, yeah, you're making fun of my night. Don't even ask about Guillermo.
See, look at him. He's still fat, and he still makes good movies.
So you're saying directed, though.
Yeah.
He's doing the new Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Another live
look,
action.
Pacific Rim.
Still haven't seen that, actually. Oh, he did? No, that's... And Pacific Rim, the video game.
The video game.
Yeah.
That's right.
He produced
video game characters to
do their things. Crimson Peak was good. Had a really funny moment when they jabbed a screwdriver through a solid piece of bone, like it was nothing but, soft meat.
Yeah. Well, and Pacific Rim was his biggest, like,
Blade 2.
Popcorn.
You're saying
movie.
Blade 2 is an amazing piece of work.
It's not amazing, but it's better than the other Blade movies.
You were saying it's better than the first one?
Yeah.
You lie.
It is better
the
than
first
the first
one.
One
is better than the second one.
They're all not very good.
No, the third one, no. The for a time, and well, actually, I wouldn't say for a time, I think Blade 1's still pretty good.
I think there are people yelling at their podcast right now.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
No. Blade is an amazing movie.
No, Guillermo del Toro. See, when he got to take over Hellboy, he had the problem, too, that if you're a foreign director, they offer you garbage to bring you into the... That's why I respect Blade 2, because he's just like, hey, want to direct the bad Marvel adaptation, and
what
he made it okay.
You mean the first R-rated movie?
What about Wanted?
What?
Wanted.
Yeah, Wanted is a stupid movie. Well, that director's not even very good anyways. He just was able to do exactly what he did with his Russian works. Like, Wanted was exactly what you'd expect from...
I think Wanted is a pretty good movie.
Well, it's fine. It's like a guilty pleasure.
And you're saying people
I don't think it was a bad movie, though. That's the thing.
Well, you can't say Dead Alive. Like, it's also a bad movie.
No, that's a crap movie. Seriously, the Night Watch movies, way better than that piece of garbage.
But they all have the ridiculous over-the-top cheesy special effects.
They went too crazy. But you know what? He was trying to compete with Hollywood. And it's easy to go over the top when you're, you know, when you're in that kind of.
And see, he did his Abraham Lincoln.
I know.
He's not a serious director.
What, Abraham Lincoln Vampire,
Vampire Hunter?
Heck yeah. No, I'm all for that. That's awesome.
No.
Yeah. He just needs to go back and do Night Watch or Twilight Watch.
I forgot Guillermo del Toro did do Trollhunters. They're 50 episode season.
Oh,
I'm still not through the first season because there's so many episodes.
Yeah,
so he's talking about series with big episode, like a lot of episodes. Like Steven Universe is just baffling to me because the first season there was like 100, like there's a ton of episodes, like more than 50 but less than 100, right? Season 2 had a similar number of episodes, and the last season had like 5 episodes.
Oh. Like, how dare they?
I don't know what the heck happened. They were really good episodes, but like I was hoping for a similar.
Oh, that doesn't even count.
And they just didn't.
Yeah, they have a few. Oh yeah, so he's a creator on that.
Yeah,
he did the first two episodes.
Wait, what's the difference between creator and story by?
The story by? Well, the creator, it's basically the same thing. He only directed 2 movies, so he's not doing anything with the show. Like,
he created it.
He created
it.
He started it. He said, hey, this is what it'll look like. And like, here you go. It's like what Martin Scorsese does with his HBO series is he's like, I'll help you develop it, direct the pilot so you guys can see what it looks like. And then I step away.
Okay. There's 26 episodes in that first season.
Yeah. Because if you're directing all those, that's pretty much all you'd be doing.
For Netflix?
It's like David Lynch.
That's a lot of episodes.
I know.
That's what I'm looking forward to. What? Voltron's coming back the next season here in a month or so. Like 10, I'm good. Maybe 13 tops. Like I can deal with that in a season. Of course, also Netflix is stopping doing the movies and starting to do a lot more episodes. Actually, what did you think about that with them taking the third Cloverfield movie?
Oh, I didn't even watch it.
We started it and we didn't get too far into it because it was late at night and it was kind of tired, but. It seemed interesting, but didn't seem at all related to the Cloverfield stuff.
None of them are. They turn it into a franchise.
There's an overarching story, and that was supposed to wrap everything up.
So, like I said, we're only a little bit into it. We're only 45 minutes into it. So, it just started to get good, and then Anna fell asleep. So, we're going to have to go back to it. But I thought that the 10 Cloverfield Lane, that was right.
The second
That's what
one
was called. It was the second one with Dan Goodman. I thought that was John Goodman. Sorry. sorry. His name's Dan in Roseanne. So
yeah,
it kind of throws me.
That's a different Netflix show. Okay.
Yeah. But I thought it was really good. I enjoyed it. And I feel like it was really relevant to the movie, but it's just, it's just another story from that.
Well, that's the thing, though. They're not doing it. Like, they're basically, Cloverfield is kind of like a catch-all because they don't have, like, an actual plan. So it's not really serious. They just say, hey, we have, like, a weird, unmarketable, like, sci-fi movie. Let's had on like 15 minutes of footage and make it a Cloverfield movie. Because even 10 Cloverfield Lane, I'm like, it was just a rock solid like paranoid thriller that they said, hey, add a stupid ending to make it say, well, it no. took place in this world well, now magically.
Well, and they were hiding that.
I think the ending really made the movie though, honestly, personally. Like,
well, it didn't have to like, be with the Cloverfield. It was like it could have been a virus. But, like they've shoehorned it in.
But like the fact that the spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. But the fact that the threat was actually credible and he's not just a crazy person, like really added this extra level of like holy crap yeah. to it. And I mean, just knowing that the Cloverfield was it was part of the Cloverfield, you're like, well, the, yeah, he's probably not crazy, but. So I guess kind of going into it not knowing that would have been a better
yeah
a better way to go about it, but it still was like that the ending made it powerful, I think.
Well, it adds, but that's what I mean where they add like they force it to be Cloverfield because you can make that movie as a standalone movie anything. That would have been yeah. better. You could have just yeah. said, hey, there's an unknown like virus or threat outside too, and then you find out that's legitimate. So that's what I'm talking about.
So,
is that
so
somebody markets it and they
been...
say.
This could have been a sequel to War of the Worlds.
Yeah, it could have been anything.
Right? Like any of those. This is a Terminator sequel or just that, whatever.
Yeah, that's yeah. the J.J. Abrams stuff too, is they're just saying like, yeah, this is a solid movie that could make triple its budget if we force it to be a Cloverfield movie
well,
now all of a sudden.
They knew it was going to do it, that anyways, or going to be a Cloverfield movie, and they kept that part a secret because the idea behind the Cloverfield at that time was very much either absolute love or absolute hate.
Yeah.
So they kept it under super wraps. So the fact that they did this kind of weird setup for the last 10 minutes of the movie kind of makes sense. Because at the time when they were all talking about, like, the third one, it was absolutely announced. Like, we're going to do this. But the fact that it went to Netflix
yeah.
is what threw everyone off. Because I was expecting it to hit theaters at, like, about this time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, nope, Super Bowl just said... After we're done, it goes to Netflix.
Well, stuff's getting weird, too, because with the movie Annihilation that came out, over, like, outside of America, that's a Netflix original movie. Like, they sold it to them international rights to Netflix, and then it's domestic here, and it'll probably end up, like, I'll be curious after it officially, like, is done, if it shows up on Netflix, still labeled as, like, an original movie.
So, wait, because
the credits
Netflix,
didn't say it.
It didn't say
when
Netflix
you watch it,
anywhere?
It didn't say Netflix on it.
Well, they're doing that with, Star Trek 2.
The new one?
Yeah.
The Tarantino one?
If you
one?
Live outside of the U.S., it's on Netflix.
Wait, Quentin Tarantino's doing Star Trek?
Well, no, not the movie.
Oh, the
not,
series?
No, the series. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, Tarantino wants to do a movie.
No, he is.
Yeah.
It's not he wants to anymore. It's, they've talked. He is.
Oh, that's
my
good.
Space coat.
I think
I
he'd
don't
do
think
a better...
I can handle a Star Trek with the N-word in it.
No, it's not going to have that in it.
I've yet to see a Tarantino yeah. movie without that word in it. I don't know that I can handle that.
And he's a more Western style. I think he would do better as a Star Wars movie.
No.
Star Wars is a Western.
Way. Well, I don't want him with under the Disney banner. Tarantino can't make a Disney movie. Because
hey,
he wants to make like an R-rated
hey,
Star Trek movie.
You forget, Deadpool 2 is already under the Disney banner.
Yeah, well, that movie's pretty much finished before Disney took it over, though.
Wait, yeah. Is that going to have the R rating? I didn't.
Yeah.
It is.
Good.
Yeah, because it was pretty much post-production before Disney even bought it. So
no, Disney does have to realize what they're going to do with their style and who they are because
yeah,
when they bought Fox, they bought R-rated movies.
Mm-hmm.
They bought a bunch of
what
them.
Was it? Alien is now, or Sigourney Weaver? What's her name? Ridley,
oh, Ripley. She's
Ripley's
the Disney
now
princess.
A Disney princess.
Exactly.
Yeah. like Princess Leia and all that. Yeah.
And they have, I know James Cameron's now a Disney director. Oh, God.
It's just weird times in which we live.
Yes.
Weird times.
So, speaking of... Well, we'll talk about the other online people that make, you know, TV shows.
The Tick.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hulu. So, that's one thing I was going to bring
Hulu?
Up here.
I thought this
oh,
was
it's
Amazon.
Amazon.
It's Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon, sorry.
I know. Amazon doesn't make a lot of really good TV shows, but this is definitely one of them.
Yeah. So, the thing is that that's one of the things with the episodes. Like, they did the first season... And they split it up into two chunks.
Oh, yeah.
So the first, like, five episodes and then the next five episodes or four or whatever. I think there was nine total. But so they split it up into two bits. And
I forgot this
their
the
UI kind of stinks. So it was hard to tell where the new episodes were. And the device I started, like, was trying to watch it on originally, it, you know, because it's not, it's all technically season one. And so, like, I ended up rewatching a couple episodes, which wasn't horrible because it's a really good series. But they wrapped up the first season and kind of came to a conclusion on what's going on. So, but super funny, really loved it. I don't really even have anything bad to say about it. Like, the character development was fantastic. The way they came to the conclusion was great. You know, the costumes and the effects and just everything. I just loved the whole thing. I liked the Tick cartoon, the animated series back in the day. I didn't watch it like fanatically or anything like that, but whenever it was on, I'd make sure and watch it, and really dug it. And apparently, I know I missed the series, but the old Tick, the original live action series, is also on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
So you can go back and watch that too. It actually auto played for me after this one finished, and so I watched a bit of the first episode, and it was okay. But it had the guy who plays Kronk,
Patrick Warburton.
Who did the voice for the Tick originally was actually played the Tick in that one, it looks like, it's hard to tell because that's him. So, but it's got some other characters, and the way they definitely redid the characters for the new iteration of the Tick.
The other thing is the new TV show only has rights to use characters from the comic book. They don't have rights to use characters from the old cartoon or the old TV show.
Oh, do they have, like, original characters from the...
They did create characters while they were making these because Tick was kind of in this weird spot.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to create new characters, but they still have a large group that they can pull
from. I never read the comic books, but I really want to now, like, having, like, done more, like, watched more Tick stuff and whatnot. I probably won't because I'm lazy and don't want to go get them, but if someone were to send me Tick comics, I would definitely read them.
Yeah, I need to watch that. I watched, like, the first two or three episodes of the Amazon one. It was really good.
I like the difference between the first episode and the second one. Because the first one was the vote for your favorite.
Oh, yeah.
And the second one was like, we have a budget. And they changed his outfit, made it better, and he made a comment about it. Going like, you look like you changed or something. Did you? No, I don't know what I'm talking about. And it's an interesting idea, because Tick's origin and all that is kind of vague, and it's all, you know, with the other, because people that don't like it go like, you're not spending any time on the Tick. Well, Tick doesn't have anything. Yes, he grows as a character, but he has no real background or history or origin. So putting it on the sidekick is a lot better.
Yeah.
I forgot.
So this TV series, started with, like, the moth, the sidekick, who was actually the main character of the show, really, was, like, the unwilling hero.
Arthur.
Yeah, Arthur. Yeah. He was the unwilling hero, where in the other one, the other that I first watched, the first episode, had him, like, basically quitting his job so that he could be a superhero. So, you know, you got some differences, but I'm okay with it. I think it helps to not be super invested in any iteration of a story if to really help your enjoyment of it. You know, if you're going to go across several different media types and reboots and whatnot. So I think that advice will help you enjoy Star Wars more as well. Just, you know, FYI.
Actually, I think it helps enjoy a lot of things more. Yeah. You know, that have these epic stories that run on for centuries, you know, Star Wars, Star Trek,
Batman,
Doctor Who.
Yeah, Doctor Who. 50 years of TV.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Marvel TV show. Oh, let's go with this one. Smart things. The Ring, the doorbell. They were purchased by Amazon.
I love that movie.
The Ring.
Yeah, you let her out. Why'd you let her out?
Because she rang the Ring doorbell.
That's you don't ring a doorbell to get out.
No.
You're 0 for 3, Bill.
No, half
for 3.
Half. You gave me a half point back because we said something earlier.
Is this weird, like, they can come into your house thing?
That is actually the thing, is it sounds like Amazon, where they suck at making some smart things. Not all of them, just some. This is one of them. They purchased another company that was really good at it. That was, you know, they started partnering with Amazon. And that's the thing. Apparently, if you want to partner with Amazon, it's also not a good thing either. They either
they'll just buy you out.
They either buy you out, or when you go like, hey, we need micro information, they're like, sorry, we're just using your stuff. We're not giving you anything.
Sounds
or like they'll back out at the last second.
Working with Walmart is like, it seems like a good idea at first, and then you realize that you basically just got in bed with the devil and you're going to go under. We don't have Huffy because Huffy decided to distribute to Walmart and they just made them degrade their quality of work over the course of like 5-10 years. And then when they were like, we can't do this anymore, they're like, fine, we'll just make them ourselves.
But, well, this isn't the first one. They worked with a lock company. They were going to release, or the lock company was like, okay, we're all set, so you're going to help back us and everything. They're like, yep, because we're helping back you, you can't raise any more money. Like, okay, that works. You're going to back us. The day before the product was supposed to ship, they're like, yeah, we changed our mind. They have them in the warehouses, and they're like, Amazon's not supporting us, and we can't, we don't have any money to ship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they couldn't fund any more money. So they got just died instantly.
Sitting on top of all of their
promise. But so this, though, should be more of working towards UPS can open up your house.
So, well, the thing I read about UPS in your house was that, like, or Amazon in your house was that, like, Amazon drivers were going into people's houses to deliver stuff. So there was a couple stories of people getting Amazon packages delivered to their bedrooms. And at least one of them, the place where the person lived looked like an apartment building, but it was actually a house.
Oh.
And so they thought they were going into the lobby, and then they were like going up the stairs and someone's like, someone's coming up to our bedroom. So that's a little understandable, but there was other stories where like they went into their house and when they shouldn't have. So I think that's just like bad juju on the drivers just making bad calls.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's that. And apparently if you lose internet access or if somebody blocks your Wi-Fi, that kills the camera recording and all this other stuff. And Amazon took the ideas. Yeah, you have to make sure to have good internet to your devices. It's not our fault. Like, well, it might not be your fault, but it's definitely your problem.
I still don't want them going to my house. I order, like, books and board games. They're okay to sit on the porch.
It's like... And maybe if you had, like, a side room or a garage?
Yeah.
Maybe?
That's what I would think. They can just put them in different places. But it's
a locked box?
Yeah.
I'm not okay with just random strangers walking in.
I know,
my
it's
house.
Weird. Yeah.
Like, they probably most of them are fine, and it's not a big deal, but there's going to be the one time that I'm wandering around naked in my house.
Mm-hmm. Especially because, yeah, the, like, mean value of my packages is probably, like, $25 to $30. So I'm like,
well, even if you were to go with, let's say you had, like, the Porsche value of something delivered to your house.
Yeah, then I'd say make a sign for it.
Still not the worth of what is everything in your house.
Well, and I'd still say, like, just sign for it, like, because my wife was getting her Apple Watch, and it's not going to be here, and so she'll just have to go to the store and sign for it.
Yeah,
and so,
or
whatever.
Have it delivered to work.
Yeah.
A lot of people are doing.
Exactly, so.
So, yeah. I think Amazon, in certain areas, and that, you know, where they originally opened this app at, is they have lots of problems with packages walking away.
Mm-hmm.
There's less in many other areas they haven't opened it. Apparently, we have the issue here.
Yeah.
I've heard a few, and it sucks. And I, you know, but still.
I've never had a problem.
I didn't say.
Well, I guess we did have once. There was a keyboard that we lost, but that was a really bad area of town.
So. Yeah. So it's rare here compared to some of the others. What's the other?
I had something that we didn't put on this stuff, but you just reminded me of. I was listening to NPR today, and gun manufacturer Remington filed for bankruptcy. And apparently, they had done, like, some of their best years ever, or if not their best years ever, were when Obama was in office, because people were buying lots of guns because they were afraid that liberals are going to take your guns. And while I won't approach that subject on this podcast, what is interesting is that the gun manufacturers doubled down on their manufacturing process because they were certain that Hillary was going to be the person elected.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have all this extra stock, you know, and
inventory.
Yeah. Just all the stuff. And I'm sure that they probably ramped up their manufacturing because another 8 years
mm-hmm.
of going to take away your guns and Trump got elected and nobody's buying. And the thing is that guns are like, you buy a good gun, a good quality gun, you don't need another one.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, you might buy another model or something like that, but you don't need another, you know, you got an AR-15 or whatever. You're not going to need to buy another one unless you're, like, obsessive and want to have, like, three. Like, more, they're going to last is my point. It's a good quality.
I was actually
product.
Thinking about that is most people don't need to buy guns nowadays because everyone's inheriting from their dead ancestors.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah. So they had some of their best years ever, and now they're filing for bankruptcy because
that's crazy.
Because they didn't anticipate what a Trump president. Well, they didn't anticipate our current president being elected. So
it is true, though.
I thought that was really, really quite interesting because you'd think that like having a strong 8 years like they did, that they would like be able to like,
have invested
be fine.
Or
yeah
exactly
now,
to float
but,
through.
But they kind of doubled down and it bit them. So, yeah.
Let's get into towards the end. Oh, we'll just do a review and we'll spoil Black Panther next week.
Okay.
But we'll review Party Night.
It's game night.
That too.
Yeah. I was wondering when you had that on there. It's like, yeah.
Maybe there's something else having to do with party night. I want to hear about this party night.
Maybe I should go back to the other one. We're talking about concussions and brain damage.
Yeah.
There is that one. Maybe we'll see how much time we have. Game night.
Game night was kind of like the Jumanji. I watched the trailer and I was like, yeah, it's probably just going to be those dumb comedies. And it is a dumb comedy, but it is a good dumb comedy like Jumanji. It was fun. I love the Jesse Plemons from Breaking Bad. He's the best character in that movie. Uh-huh. As the neighbor. You'll know who he is without spoiling it. The neighbor to Jason Bateman. He's the best character.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that who he was?
Yeah, he's.
Yeah,
he's
I remember
Todd
him from
Breaking Bad in Black Mirror.
Yeah, I remember. I remember him from Black Mirror and Darkest Hour.
On your Black Mirror.
Also known as Fat Matt Damon.
That's true.
As Jesse Bateman.
It's Jesse Plemons.
Oh, okay.
He was. Ted, he was in the worst episode of that new season of Black Mirror. I hated the episode he was in. It was truly terrible.
I haven't even bothered with it. I've spent enough time on that crap show to...
Or no, it's Jesse Plemons.
Jesse. Okay.
So you said Breaking Bad and then you said Jesse, so I was thinking...
Yeah.
This.
Oh, wait. No, you're good. Go back. It's an E at the end. Yeah, but he's good. He's the cop who's kind of the socially awkward, on the verge of... potentially See? Creepy neighbor.
That Matt Damon.
Yeah.
I just like the way that rolls off the tongue.
No, actually, he really is. He just has a really big,
Fat Matt Damon.
Like, Jay Leno chin.
That's true, because he's not a fat person.
I don't know. I think he kind of looks like Andy Richter.
In that one,
yeah. But yeah, it was a fun movie. What'd you think? I thought they did.
Oh, Fat Matt Damon or Skinny Andy Richter?
There you go.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
He did do his good, like, nod to the David Fincher movie, The Game. That's kind of what they're borrowing from, but they sort of made it their own. Did you ever see that movie?
Is that the one with
Michael Douglas?
Michael Douglas, yeah. And the like, cover has a big marionette. Not a marionette, but
yeah,
like a weird
Yeah, it's like the
doll.
Puzzle pieces and stuff come up. Yeah, because that's basically this, is that they play regular board games, and then the brother wants to do, like, a simulated, like... game and everything, and so that's what the movie is.
Wait.
But then it teases, and this is all in the trailer, and it teases into the real stuff going on.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of a fun mixture of everything. But it's got some good laughs. It's not a great movie, but it's a good movie. It's worth watching. It's fun.
Yeah, Anna and I plan to go see it on Saturday.
It's funny. It's got some good parts.
I honestly laughed more than I did with Jumanji.
Yeah, it was. I didn't think it was boring. Like, it was totally functional. I was happy to see that it was well received.
Oh, I was mixed up. I meant The Post, not The Darkest Hour.
Oh yeah,
he was one of the lawyers.
Yep. Oh yeah, that's right. That was advising them on releasing.
Actually, he was the lawyer that was very timid. Like, I don't think you guys should do this.
Like, oh, shit, but yeah, it's a fun movie.
That was a really good review.
We watched that in Annihilation over the weekend. Annihilation's okay if you just walk away at the end.
Just walk away. Just like,
just walk away.
Just walk away.
No one has to get hurt.
You'll know the part.
Like 10 Cloverfield Lane. Last 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Ignore it. Walk away.
This is more like the last 20 minutes.
Oh,
but
wow.
I was laughing though because my friend had the best description too, because like the band Tool's going to release a new album. And it was funny because when this movie came out, it's like the director, that's what we were joking about, is that he heard about it. And so he's in the middle of making Annihilation at the last second, was like, I'm going to slip in an audition tape to like direct one of the new music videos. And that's pretty much the ending to the movie.
All right.
So.
Well, I guess we could do our famous last words.
Yeah, watch Game Night. It's fun.
Go out to McDonald's and get some Szechuan sauce.
Take care of yourselves.
Subscribe to our Patreon page at patreon.com/geeksarewired and chat with us on our Discord channel or get the access to the podcast early.